ourselves. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Rita Dodson.
And today we are going to discuss a lot of things. Going to get very serious. We're going to talk a little bit about coronavirus.
No, we're not.
We're going to, a little bit.
Okay.
I brought you up here to teach you a lesson, Rita. No, the topic today is Rita's playlist, because when we were able to drive to school, we would take turns playing music, but I was really enjoying your playlist from time to time. Sometimes a song would pop up and I'd be like, no, I don't like that one. But for the most part, you have pretty good taste in music. How did this happen? Where did it come from?
What?
Your taste in music.
Who do you think?
Well, I don't think it came from me, because I mean...
No, it definitely didn't. I'm just kidding.
I didn't.
Like Ezra, a little bit Ezra, kind of. Ezra kind of listens to some weird stuff.
Yeah. And how do you find your music right now?
If I'm being honest, TikTok. There's a lot of TikTok songs that are on my playlist.
And explain to people that might not know what TikTok is. What is TikTok?
TikTok is an app where you film funny videos of you like lip singing to stuff.
Is it
lip syncing or lip singing?
It's lip syncing because you're syncing your lips to the other person's song. But I used to think it was lip singing too.
That's what I thought it was.
But all singing is with your lips.
Oopsie, same difference.
Okay, so lip syncing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll see someone doing some strange video to some song, and you'll be like, "Oh, I like that song." Mm-hmm. And then how do you find out what the song is?
Sometimes it says, like, if you press the there's a little like sound type button.
Okay.
And if you press that, sometimes it says what the song is called, or people like rename it things. So mm-hmm. then you have to look up a certain lyric from the song and then try and find it.
Now, you and three of your besties, can we name them? Emma, Brooke, and Abby?
Yes.
You guys did was it your first TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
And how many, what do you get? You get likes, you get checks. What do you get on that?
You get likes and views.
Okay. How many likes and views did you get on your first TikTok?
1.9 million likes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is now. And we got 6.5 million views.
6.5 million people viewed your TikTok.
Yes.
Do they have to watch the whole thing for you to get a view?
It was like 15 seconds.
You just watched 15 seconds, and 6.5 million people watched 15 seconds of you and your three friends sing a tune.
Yes.
Lip sync a tune.
No, we actually sang a tune.
So, okay. So,
remember?
So, I do remember, but I'm doing this for the audience. So, it's not all lip syncing. Sometimes you can just sing a song.
Sometimes you can make your own sound and record it. Like me and my friends sang, and that's what we did.
And do you want to tell what your song was about?
It's about STDs.
It was about STDs.
It's called Itchin' and Burnin'. It's a song by Peaches, who is controversial, so let's not talk about her. But
okay, but you sang the exact song, or did you change the lyrics to make them funny?
We didn't change the lyrics, but we like rearranged the melody.
Okay. And people loved it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, good for you, I guess. Does this, how will this turn into money for you?
I don't know. When we get back from coronavirus break, I guess, we're going to record more videos and see if we can get more famous.
See if you can get TikTok famous.
Yes, because we have another video, but that only got like 45K.
All right. 45,000.
Yeah.
That's great. I would love it.
It's not that much. Oh, wow. Well.
You have, maybe your goals are loftier than mine. Okay. So we've been in the house for about 6 weeks now. You've really been in the house. You haven't gone anywhere.
No.
Like I have to go out once in a while for whatever. And when I say once in a while, I mean never. But you've really not gone anywhere.
No.
And how are you holding up? Have you showered yet today?
No.
Have I showered yet today?
I'm going to guess no.
No. Just from looking at me, you can tell? Yeah. Do you think our day would be more productive if we got up first thing in the morning and took a shower?
Maybe.
Do you think we should start doing that?
No. Okay. No.
All right. So this this lockdown, you missed quite a few. This really affected your life. I mean, look, not like it affected other people's lives who are sick, but you know, you're a sophomore in high school.
Yes.
And you had a couple of trips coming up. You had a school trip. You want to say?
I can say them all.
Okay.
I was supposed to go to Thespian Festival.
And where's Thespian Festival?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's here. Mm-hmm. It's in California, but it's just like you go and you stay in a hotel and then you go and like do little theater type things for like a week or a couple days or something.
So that's a fun thing.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, that was the big one. You were going to go to Hawaii over spring break for a week with choir.
Mm-hmm. I was supposed to do Mary Poppins the musical.
Mary Poppins the musical at high school.
I was supposed to do my second dance concert of the year.
Yep.
I was supposed to do my final choir concert.
Yep.
And
this worked out great for me because I didn't really want to go to any of those things.
That's mean. And I think, oh, and one more. And I was, we have like this musical theater final that's like a performance, and that's, and I missed that too.
Can you do that over the FaceTime? Or over the Zoomers?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
All right. And you had to audition for something and you had to send in a video.
I didn't, it was not an audition.
What was it for?
It was just like an assignment.
Okay. And that's the night when you said your voice hurt from singing.
Yeah, because I was messing up. And I wasn't going to do it anyways that day. And I was just going to try and maybe get an extension because my voice was hurting that day.
But you didn't get an extension.
No, I just did it.
You submitted it.
Yeah.
Did you get her grade yet?
No, but it's not like she can give me a bad grade.
Why can't she?
Because that's mean. You can't give someone an F for being bad at singing.
Well, if it's a singing class and you're not good, then you get an F.
She just gives you, like, the lowest grade she'll give is probably a C, and she just gives you feedback, like...
What do you think you'll get on that assignment?
I think I'll get an A.
You do?
Yeah, last time on all my choir finals, I've gotten an A. One of the comments she put was just, great singing. That's it.
Sounds like she's not doing her job.
No, stop. Don't say that.
It sounds like I could do that. I could listen to you and go, great singing, A.
No, shush, don't say that. I don't want her to listen and hear this.
No, she's a good teacher. You love her.
Yes.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I'm just having fun with you, not with her. We like your teacher very much. Okay, so what is your daily schedule? Because it's not what it normally is.
Okay.
You've been staying up very, very late.
On a weekend or a weekday, which... Or both, I should just say
it's
both.
It's both.
Okay. So on a weekend, I will go to bed really, really late.
All right.
And then I'll wake up at like 3 p.m.
But wait, when you say really, really late, some people think like that means...
5 a.m.
Yeah, you're staying up to like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, and then I go to bed and I wake up at 3 p.m.
What are you doing till 4 or 5 in the morning?
I don't know. I watch YouTube.
You watch YouTube till 4 or 5?
I watch YouTube. I watch Netflix with my friends on Netflix Party.
And your friends are staying up like this late also?
Only Brooke and Lily and I.
Okay, you, Brooke and Lily, and you guys are actually, it seems like you're hanging out more and longer than if you could see each other. Because you're on FaceTime like 24/7.
Yeah, but like when it's in person, it's different. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then, okay, and then on weekdays, I'll go to bed at 5 a.m., I'll wake up at 8:30. I'll do my attendance for my classes, and then I'll fall back asleep. Like today, I fell back asleep at like 10 mm-hmm. or 11.
But you're getting your assignments done.
Yeah, and then I slept till like 12:35 or
See,
something.
See, now normally you would not be staying up that late, and we would not allow it. But kind of all bets are off right now.
I have before.
If you have done that before, we didn't know about it, but we know about this now. But what I'm telling the listeners is you're getting your work done. You're not being a nuisance.
Not yet.
You're being good in the house. You're handling the lockdown very well. And so we don't really care how late you stay up and how late you sleep in because it does. It's you're doing all the things you're supposed to do. So we don't right now. We're not caring about that.
I'm vibing.
You're vibing.
Yes.
Explain. Give me a definition.
Like, I'm just chilling. I'm chilling. I'm having fun. Vibing.
And you have a new saying that you started to use. Like if I catch you in the kitchen and you're eating ice cream and I say, Rita, I think you've had enough ice cream today, you say,
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Is it that one?
Yeah, it's that one.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. You're here for a good time, not a long time. I've got red flags all over that.
Courtney and Brooke said it to me and I was laughing.
All right. Well, maybe it's time to get a new friend group.
No.
These are your high school besties. You make friends quicker than anyone I know.
Oh.
You started high school. You were nervous to start high school because it's not in our backyard and you only knew really one person.
Only one, yeah.
One person that was going there. And then the two of you met a whole bunch of people and now you have a whole new friend group that's completely different from your middle school friend group or your grade school friend group. Mm-hmm. You're still friends with some of those people, but not like you are with this new group.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This new group of here for a good time, not a long time people. All right. Anything that you don't like about this lockdown currently? What aren't you enjoying?
I miss shopping and I miss seeing my friends, but I mostly miss shopping.
You seem to be doing a little bit of shopping online though.
But then I have to, since I don't have a debit card yet...
Well, you need to have money.
I do have money, and then I'll ask you to buy stuff for me, and then sometimes you wait for a long time.
I don't wait for a long time. I usually do it quickly, but then I do make you reimburse me. By the way, did you reimburse me for those overhaul shorts, overalls?
No, because that was my allowance.
So you said buy me this, and then you don't have to give me my allowance. This
yeah.
week. Okay. And one more thing is, tentatively, you are set to be a camp counselor this year, this summer. Have a job. Make money.
If it happens. Hopefully. I'm not too optimistic about it.
Well, it's April 27th, and camp is supposed to start, what, the second week in June?
Yeah, June 14th or
so June that's
15th or something. I don't
that's
know.
Like 7 weeks away.
One can only hope.
I think that's going to happen. I really do. I really feel like that. I mean, it might be different than it has been in previous years. You might have to wear a mask.
The quarantine has to be... Well, okay. No, that's not what I was going to say. The quarantine wasn't said to be lifted by May 18th, but I don't think that's going to happen to you. Or May 15th or something like that.
Even if it goes to the end of May, that's still 2 weeks before camp.
Yeah.
So I think camp's going to happen.
I don't know.
All right. Anything you want to ask me? Any questions for me? Maybe you'd like to interview me a little bit.
Can I dye your hair purple?
Okay. Why is this the thing now during quarantine? Like one day you come in and you sit next to me unannounced. You just sit down and you say, can I shave your legs?
I just want to.
Okay. But
can I dye your beard purple actually?
Ugh, the beard's coming off.
Can I dye your sideburns purple? Can we do it today?
My sideburns have the most gray, and so that's going to look crazy. It's going to look like...
Can we do it today? I have purple left.
No, when are you going to do your hair again? It didn't stay in your hair that well.
I didn't really like it. The next time I dye my hair, I'll probably bleach it a little bit.
All right.
And dye it.
Well, the next time you dye your hair, I'll let you do a lock of my hair.
Can I do a lock of your hair now? Because the next time I dye my hair isn't going to be for a while.
No, I don't want you to do it now.
We'll see about that. You said I would.
We'll see. All right. So let's get into Rita's playlist. I got a ton of songs here. You sent me songs.
Woo.
And I queued them up.
Yeah.
And now you're collecting some vinyl albums too, because you have a record player in your room, and then we're going to hang the album covers on your wall.
Yes.
All right. Just did a little decorating tip from Rita.
Yes.
Did you get that from me? Because we are in the rock room, is what I call this.
No.
What do you mean no? You saw me have albums on the wall?
No, it's because it's like a common teenager thing now.
Okay, I'm not a teenager. I think they stole it from me.
Eh. Oh, no.
All right. Can I play these in any order? Or do you have, if you can think of one, I'll play it first.
I don't know.
Want to start out with a double shot of Conan Gray?
No, just go in order.
Well, now I just messed up the order.
Grr.
All right, let me get it fixed here. Okay, so the first song you have on the list is by a band called The Wallows.
Just Wallows.
It's not The Wallows?
No.
It's just Wallows. Do you know what the song's called?
Are You Bored Yet?
And it features who?
Claro.
And who's Claro?
I don't know, a girl who sings.
See, that's the thing about you kids. You like the song, but then you don't try to find out anything about the band.
It's just a girl. It's just one girl.
Like when I was a kid, I wanted to know everything about the band.
No. Wallows is three guys. Claro is just one girl, and she just sings indie pop.
Oh, I was pretty sure I knew Claro was just one person.
Okay, well, you said you never try to figure out stuff about the band. And I was like, she's not a band.
I like that imitation you did. I mean, it's something about the band. Okay, so Wallows is, it's three guys, and they're from Los Angeles, California.
Yes, one of them is the lead on 13 Reasons Why.
Is that a TV show?
Yep. He plays Clay Jensen.
Is he a good actor?
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a band and he's an actor. He's got the whole thing. Is he cute?
Yeah, sure.
All right, sure. All right. Well, let's hear it. The song is called Are You Bored Yet? By Wallows.
What's wrong? You've been asking, but I don't have an answer. How come? I'm still thinking, let's pretend to fall asleep now. When we get old, will we regret this? Too young to think about all that shit. Installing only goes so far when you've got a head start. Cause we can stay at home or watch the sunset, but I get up from asking, are you bored yet? And if you're feeling lonely, you should tell.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Except you dropped an S-bomb.
Me?
No, not you.
They said you, and I was like, I didn't say anything.
Wallows dropped an S-bomb.
Oh.
That's one thing. A lot of your songs, all of a sudden, there'll be a swear come out. Boom.
Oh, no.
Is that why you like these songs? Because they have the bad
profanity words?
The bad words in them?
Yes.
Now, what I'm going to do is, because you are playing some songs, I'm going to play new songs by artists I like.
Boo.
What do you mean boo? Some of these artists I think you like.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to play a song from the new Fiona Apple album.
Okay.
Her album is called Fetch the Bolt Cutters. And this song is called Shamika. You've never heard this song. So after we're done, you can tell me what you think of the song.
Okay.
You do like Fiona Apple.
I don't know.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You like her version of Across the Universe.
That's the only song I know.
All right, and that's a Beatles cover.
Yep.
Let's see what you think of this one.
I used to walk down the streets on my way to school, grinding my teeth to a rhythm invisible. I used my feet to crush dead leaves like they had fallen from trees, just for me, just to be crash cymbals. In class, I passed the time, drawing a slash for every time. Secondhand went by a group of five, done 12 times, just a minute, but Shamika said I had potential. Shamika said I had potential. Shamika said I had potential. Shamika said I had potential.
So Shamika must be one of her teachers when she was in school, and Shamika said she has potential. What'd you think of that song?
I did not like the beginning. Too chaotic with the sounds. It was like boing, boing.
That is a perfect word. The whole album is a little chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike it, but it's a little, it's a little chaotic.
Yeah.
I think that if you were like, if you were during wartime and you were a prisoner of war and they needed to play music that would drive you insane and make you give up secrets, uh-huh, like where the missile silos are, I think they would play this album.
Yeah, it was just too chaotic in the beginning though.
Okay. All right. Next up for you, it's an artist called Joy Again. Do you know what the song's called?
Looking Out for You?
Yes. What can you tell me about Joy Again?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to have to look.
Sorry.
That's okay. Eventually, I think I'm going to ask you, and you're going to say, oh. No, I looked them up on Wikipedia. Nothing. All right, let's just listen to them. We'll judge them by their talent.
Aye.
Looking Out for You.
I should start.
love that when you're singing along. You're lip syncing it. Yeah, that's a good tune also.
Lip syncing it, yes.
Lip syncing.
Yes.
That's what I said.
I know. I was just repeating it for emphasis.
Who's your favorite artist right now? I think we know. I think I've said it before.
Right now?
Who's your favorite artist?
Well, my favorite artist forever is Billie Eilish.
Well, you don't know forever. Okay. I mean, is that going to be your cheap trick?
Yeah.
All right.
But right now?
Yeah, right now.
Harry Styles.
And we had tickets. That's another thing. We had tickets to see Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
And that got postponed.
Yeah.
And we also, we do have tickets to see Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a couple favorite artists right now.
All right.
Harry Styles, Clairo. That's all I can think of right now.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
This is a band. You have one of their t-shirts. A band called the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
They just released a new song called Living in a Ghost Town.
Hmm.
The lyrics are very... apropos, considering what everyone's doing right now, being under lockdown. So let's hear this. What do you think?
It's a little bit like slower than I would want it to be.
You want something a little faster.
Yeah.
All right. I get that. I enjoy it, but yeah. It's a I would say it's mid, it's not a ballad. It's more mid-tempo.
Mhm.
All right. Let me see if I can find out something about this next band. They're called Dayglow.
Hmm. Yeah, some of these I don't know anything.
They might be so new that they that there's nothing. There's nothing to say. All right, can't find anything. This song is from an album called Fuzzy Brain. And what's the song?
Can I call you tonight?
Sure, what time?
Huh?
Dad joke. Here we go. Pop song.
Pop song?
Pop music. What do you call it? Indie pop.
No.
Oh, how would you classify
it? Indie pop is more like Conan Gray stuff. I feel like his would be like more like alternative.
You think this is an alternative song?
Kind of.
All right. All right. All right. Okay.
All right. All right.
Where's the, what happened? Oh, here. Okay. This is a new song by a band I'm not super familiar with, but I'm enjoying this song. The band's called The Strokes. It's from their brand new album. Just came out. The album is called The New Abnormal. And this song is called The Adults Are Talking. Let me see if you like this.
They will blame us, crucify and shame us. We can't help it. If we are the problem, we are trying hard to get your attention, climbing up your wall. Climbing up your wall.
All right. What do you think?
I like that one a lot. That'd be on my playlist. I feel like I've heard... I feel like I know that...
The band?
The band.
The Strokes?
Yeah.
Maybe you do.
But that was great. That's 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 on The Adults Are Talking. All right.
That one was great.
Very nice. All right. We're moving on to... Now this album...
Yes.
You have this on vinyl. I listened to it the other night here at the house.
Oh,
Harry Styles. Coke.
Jinx.
You owe me Coke.
You owe me a soda.
And what's great is this Friday, we're going to give away 3 copies of this to our Patreon supporters.
No way.
enough sarcasm. When we bought our tickets, we got 3 copies of this for free, and we're giving them away. So get on the Patreon, people. The album's called Fine Line. Every song is great.
Yes.
Every single song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the song you picked is called She. All right, let's hear it. Harry Styles from Fine Line.
Off at school, and he's thinking of you, like all of us do. Sends his assistant for coffee in the afternoon, around 1:32. He knows what to do.
Very nice. I like when we have a crossover artist, like someone that we can both enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Very good.
Now, who's the next band I'm going to play? I always say the name of this band, Ryan. Let's see if I can figure out how to say their name. Answer some questions for me. What's your favorite subject?
In school?
Yeah.
Ugh, why these questions? Well, besides my arts classes?
Besides your arts classes, which are a no-brainer that those would be fun and you'd like them. History.
Sure. Well, I have a favorite subject, but...
What's your favorite subject?
Well, I like English and history, but it doesn't mean that they're my favorite teachers.
Gotcha. And what classes do you not like?
Science and math.
Those are the two you need to become a doctor.
Like I'm going to do that.
The band is made up of 3 sisters, Esty, Danielle, and Alana, or Alana maybe. And I always say that the band's name is Haim, but I'm looking on Wikipedia and they're telling me it's called Haim. Haim.
I feel like I've heard that.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a song from their upcoming album. The album is called Women in Music Part 3. This song is called The Steps, and I think I'm going to have to jump it up here because I didn't cue this one up. Let's jump right in. Okay, what'd you think of that one?
I didn't like it.
Why didn't you like that?
Sound too country.
Country? Well, that's disappointing. I thought you would like that.
It sounded too country.
All right. Let's move on to the girl we heard with Wallows, Claro.
Yes.
And her song is called?
Bags, right? Or is this Pretty Girl?
It's neither one of those.
What?
You have Forever.
Oh, yeah. I also have Bags on there, too. Spoiler. Yes, I do.
No, you don't have Bags in here. You don't have Bags. You have Claro.
Okay. Well, no. It's a song by her.
You have Forever.
Ugh. Fine.
All right.
I guess.
You picked it.
I didn't mean to.
I can show you the text.
Okay.
Something's just on its side.
Right.
That one's good.
Claro.
I just didn't remember it was on there.
American singer-songwriter Claro, 21 years old.
Woohoo.
She's 21. Very young.
Mm-hmm.
She's 6 years older than you.
Yep.
You excited to drive?
Yep.
You want to learn to drive?
Yes.
Think you'll be a good driver?
I don't know. It could go both ways.
I hope not. Okay, I have this. I'm going to do a double shot because this is an album I love right now, and I hope you like it too. This is a band called Soul Asylum. Their album is called Hurry Up and Wait. It just came out like a week ago, and I'm really digging it. Is that what the kids say? They say digging it?
No.
What do they say? If you really like something, what would you say?
I really like it. I don't know.
All right, this song is called The Beginning. Are you ready?
No.
Everyone's waiting to see if you're coming out of your shell for a while. Cupid and Casper were asking about you. You used to be so wild. I know how it is, you get drunk at a party. It seems there's someone you should call. Then the cycle begins, you decide to stay in. You don't talk to anyone.
Okay, what'd you think of The Beginning by Soul Asylum?
That one was better than I thought.
All right, let's hear another one from the same album. This is called Make Her Laugh.
Wahoo!
Here we go. What do you think of this one?
That one was good.
I think you like Soul Asylum.
I don't know.
I think that's your new band.
I wouldn't listen to.
You don't know that you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
What if you found this on your own? And then you'd say, Dad, I found this new band, Soul Asylum.
It's not the type of music, the type of style that I like. Like whatever band that was before that I liked.
The Strokes.
That one was more my style.
All right. You're going to be disappointed by some of my upcoming songs.
Oh, darn.
All right. I can't say this person's name, but the song is called Dream Girl.
Oh, yeah. I can't say it either.
Is it croissant?
It looks like croissant, right?
It's not spelled like
croissant.
A croissant.
It's a cris.
But it's croissant. Is that a boy or a girl?
No idea.
You have no idea. Okay.
No idea. It was just, I found it on TikTok and I liked it.
All right. Well, I have to look this up. We have to find out.
I didn't know I was supposed to have a backstory for everyone I listened to.
You're not. I didn't give you homework. I didn't give you any homework.
Thank God you did.
We should know the gender of the person singing, though.
I'm going to guess a boy. Okay. Oh, wait. Yeah, it is a boy.
How do you know? There's nothing on
Sounds like boy.
Wikipedia. Okay.
I thought it was a boy.
Let's find out. It's called Dream Girl.
Could be a girl with a very low voice.
Living in a dream.
That's a boy.
Yeah.
And I don't like this song.
I don't know if this is the chorus.
Well, we'll get to the chorus.
You just hung up the phone.
I don't think he's a good singer.
I like the beat in the background. That's what I like. I like this part in the background.
You're my dream girl.
Yeah, this sounds lazy. This is lazy writing.
It's just,
you're my dream
it's
girl.
Just slow. It's just slow and vibey.
Very slow. And I don't like
it's
it
not
much.
My favorite. I just, variety.
It made the list.
It was, I put some variety in there.
Okay, okay.
Unlike you.
Okay, I'm gonna give you some variety.
Oh, God.
And you can be honest when you hear this. This is a guy that's been around forever. His name's Huey Lewis, and his band is The News. So he's Huey Lewis and The News. This is from his new album called Weather. And the song is called While We're Young. So that's you. You're young.
Yeah.
So let's see if this 70-year-old dude knows what it's like to be you.
Nope.
Here we go.
Do you remember when, not so long ago, all we had was time?
Your face is killing me right now.
And the future was the last thing. What a time. Now here we are, getting older, wondering what we'll be. Life is short, let's take advantage of every opportunity. While we're young, let's go on and have some fun.
No. I think what he's trying to say with this song is that he's here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, it sounds like a song that would be played in a montage in Toy Story.
All right. All right. Yeah, I know. I think I know exactly what you mean. All right.
Like the toys are doing something. This song's playing in the background.
Okay, now this next artist is the artist that I call Dodo.
Oh my gosh. I was on FaceTime when you texted me that, and I was like, I actually didn't know what you're talking about. And I said it out loud. I was like, what do you mean, who's Dodo? I was like, you said something like, what's that artist, Dodo? I was like, what? And I was like, what does this mean? And then Emma's like, Dodie. And I was like, yeah.
Dodie, that's who I meant.
Yeah.
So I have two songs by her, Burned Out, and then I like the song She. So let's hear both of these.
Were those both that were on my list?
I don't think either one of these were on your list. I just got these today because I thought of that artist. I was shocked that you didn't have her on the list initially.
I don't know.
I was disappointed, and you'll be grounded.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's hear Burned Out, and then I'll go right into She. Here we go.
Okay.
Dodo.
He was certain, so was I. There was comfort in her sighs. Dreams and ideas should not be the same thing. You waited, smiling for this.
This song has a Billie Eilish feel.
Oh, she'd want it.
Kind of. It's just because it's kind of eerie.
Yeah, scary music.
I thought to be careful, be cautious, but you just wished harder. You waited, smiling for this. But they love you over and over, they love you.
I like the chorus.
Thousands and thousands of eyes just like mine, aching to find who they are. Oh, they love you. Oh, you can feel how they love you. Coated, I won't, but that's all they can do. Words only get through if they're sharp.
All right. Now, the next song is called She, and I think I like that one even better.
That one's really good.
Which one?
She.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to look at her like that? could it be wrong when she's just so nice to look at? And she smells like lemongrass and sleep. She tastes like apple juice and peach. Oh, you would find her in a Polaroid picture. And she means everything to me.
All right, her name is Dodie Clark. She's 25 years old. She's from England, from Essex. Her genre of music is pop, indie pop, or folk acoustic. Very nice. I like it a lot.
Yuppie, yeah.
Yeah, she's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. All right, moving on to some of my amazing music that you're going to love.
All right.
Well, now, this isn't a new song. It's an old song, but it's by a band we both like. It's by the Monkees, and they have a new album out. It's a live album, and this song is called A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, which was written by, I believe, Neil Diamond. And I think you'll like this. Remember, it's live in concert. Here we go.
Aye, aye. Walk out. Girl, don't you walk out. We've got things to say. Let's have the talk down, things will be okay. Sit down, I don't want to fight. I'm a little bit wrong, and you a little bit right. I said, girl, you know that it's true. It's a little bit me, and it's a little bit.
Fun song, right?
The Monkees are always good.
Yeah.
I do like that song.
I like that
20
song
20 out of 10.
It's a 20 out of 10. Excellent.
A negative 20. No, I'm just
How
kidding.
Dare. All right. The next thing. Now, this is a band called the Mild High Club.
Yes.
Mild High Club. Let me see what I can find
what
out.
What song is this? I don't remember.
Did you just throw songs together just to appease me?
No.
They're from Chicago, Illinois. They're a psychedelic pop, dream pop band.
Nice.
The song that you picked is Homage from Skip Tracing.
I don't know if you'll like this one.
Why?
I don't know. It's also slow.
Is it going to be swear words?
No.
All right.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
I don't want any slow swear words. I didn't mind that.
I like it.
That was cool. It's kind of hypnotic and dreamy. What have you been watching any good movies lately? What have you watched lately?
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird, you love that. There's two movies I know that you just watched that you love. Lady Bird, and the other one is
Way Back something?
The Way, Way Back.
Yeah.
With Steve Carell.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Coming of age.
And I watched Beautiful Boy with Steve Carell.
Steve Carell and Timothy
Chalamet.
Yeah, that's your celebrity crush.
Besides Tom Holland.
And then you watched a movie that that I love when I was your age, but you said it was not that good. The one about detention?
Oh my gosh, that was so bad.
What was it?
Sorry to whoever likes it, The Breakfast Club. I did not like it at all.
Why didn't you like it? Was it too dated?
Yeah, too dated. Also, it's just like, I thought the plot was stupid. It's just this guy being rude to everyone, and then he gets the girl, and then the other girl changes and gets the guy. It's stupid.
The girls are changing just to meet men. Don't do that.
No, one of them does, but the other girl just is like, I don't know.
Well, even
stupid.
If one does, that's too many, right?
Yeah.
All right. You know the song Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah.
by Journey?
Of course I do. Is that even a question?
This band has sounds similar to the vocalist. Sounds a little like a Journey vocalist. The band is called Revolution Saints. The song is called "When the Heartache Has Gone." You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Rocking out a lot to that one.
I like that one.
That's good.
That one was good.
If any of my listeners have the second Revolution Saints album, send that over to me. I have the first one and the new one, the third one. I have the first and third. Do me a solid. Crumb.
Oh, I like this
Crumb one. Is the next band. You know what? If your name's Crumb and you're not a good band, you're in trouble. People would call you Crummy.
That
band is Crummy.
That is true. I don't think Crumb Band.
Let me see. It looks like they are from Boston. They're an indie rock, psychedelic rock, neo psychedelia, dream pop, trip hop. Dream pop must be the term for a lot of the music you like.
I guess so.
All right. The song is called what?
Lock It.
Lock It. Here we go. I don't know.
I like it.
You can like it.
It's calming.
I don't know.
It's just calming.
Let me ask you something. How do you fall asleep at night? Because sometimes I walk in there and you're like, you're sleeping on a laptop. You got an iPhone under your head. You got an iPad at your feet. There's like a million electronics around you.
I can't fall asleep without noise. So I'll just put, like yesterday I put on a random movie and then I fell asleep.
What was the movie?
The Perks of Being a Wallflower? I'm going to watch it anyways.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower? And then you just fall asleep to the chatter?
Yeah, I don't even listen.
All right.
So yeah, I'm going to watch it anyways, but yeah.
You should. Did you ever watch The Babadook?
No.
Why not? You love scary movies.
I don't know.
You got to watch The Babadook.
My friend explained the whole plot to me in like whenever it came out.
Even though they did that.
And
you will enjoy,
so weird.
You will enjoy the journey. Watch that tonight.
Okay.
Why didn't you watch that scary movie with Mommy and I last night?
I didn't want to.
The Omen.
It looked bad.
It's a classic.
There's a lot of things you think are scary when you were younger that are not scary at all.
Like what?
Didn't you say the original It was scary?
No, I let you watch the original It because I didn't want you to watch the R-rated It.
And then I did anyways.
Because you wore me down.
And now I watch all R-rated horror movies.
Yeah, well, you're almost 16, and
you can't stop me now.
Well, no, say, no, I can
no,
stop you.
No, if you say no, no I'll do it anyways. No. Yes,
what I'm saying
I will.
Is, you are not a kid that watches scary movies and then has nightmares or comes and wakes us up in the middle of the night or any of that. So
no,
I feel like you can handle it.
Yes,
but the Babadook, and you need to watch the original Friday the 13th.
Oh, I don't know, God. Because after I watched and wasted, no, not even watched, what? Wasted 4 hours of my life watching the original It.
Yeah, I gave that to you on purpose.
That's rude.
To teach you a lesson.
Well, a lesson not learned. I watched the newest It and the second
You better learn
one.
A lesson, sister.
You better learn a lesson, sister.
All right, this band is called Pearl Jam.
Mine?
No, my band.
I was like, no.
They came out of Seattle. They're part of the grunge movement. Have you ever heard of grunge music?
What is that? Like rock, but like...
It's kind of mopey rock.
Oh.
Their new album's called Gigaton. And this song is called Never Destination. Are you ready?
I guess.
Get ready.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sounds like something Roderick would sing in Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the movie. With his band Loaded Diaper.
That's not a good for Pearl Jam.
Well.
Wow. All right. Let's do a double shot of a guy named Conan Gray.
Woohoo!
This is one of your favorites.
Yes.
Let's find out about Conan Gray. There he is.
Shout out to my friend Emma. She introduced me to him.
The music, not the person.
The music, obviously.
He's 21. Well, he's from Lemon Grove, California. This is indie pop. Says he's a singer-songwriter, internet personality. All right, let's try. The first song, which song do you want to do first? Affluenza or Heather?
Heather.
Okay, here's Heather.
I still remember 3rd of December, me in your sweater. You said it looked better on me than it did you. Only if you knew how much I liked you. But I watch your eyes as she walks by. What a sight for sore eyes. Sky, she's got you mesmerized while I die. Why would you ever kiss me? I'm not even half as pretty. You gave her your sweater, it's just polyester, but you like her better. Wish I were Heather.
Wow, that he's telling a whole song, a story there.
He has a song called The Story as well.
He does have a song called The Story?
Yes.
All right, this is called Affluenza.
Yes.
Which is a wordplay on the word influenza.
Yes.
And affluent. You put them both together, you're just shrugging like, I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I just like the song. Okay, Affluenza, here we go.
Mama's got a new man, and daddy's got a new mansion to keep. He never really calls back, 'cause he's got too many finances to reap. Money, money, ain't it funny, honey, when you get what you need, baby, life is a breeze. Money, money, give me money, money, tell him bloody, bloody. All these kids have got affluenza, going looking in daddy's Benz, crystal liquor cups and designer dress.
Look up the lyrics and read them. Like, he's talking about people who are affluent, who are very rich, and what they're doing with their money and the silly things they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I hear it.
Yeah. You hear it now? Did you hear the lyrics?
Yeah. I always listen to the lyrics.
All right. And do you ever gravitate? Do lyrics ever make you not like a song? Like, you're like, oh, I like the music, but the lyrics aren't doing it for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I have some in mind.
Example?
I don't want to say, you'll get mad.
Well, I don't want you to say the lyric. I want you to say what.
No, I don't want you to. You'll get mad that I don't like this song.
Tell me what it is.
It's a Taylor Swift song.
What is it?
It's the Me, woo-hoo-hoo. What song is that?
I don't know what song that is.
You're the only one of me. What's it called? It's with Brendon Urie.
I don't know. I can look it up.
Yeah.
What album is it from?
I don't know. Her newest one? I don't know.
It's with Brendon
Urie. You've heard it before on the radio all the time. Like me. I know that I'm a handful, baby.
I know I never think before I jump. And you're the kind so you like the music, but not the lyrics.
Yeah. I just don't. I think it's cringy.
Okay.
There's a part where they're like, hey, kids, spelling is fun. And I'm like, oh, God.
Maybe they're being sarcastic.
I know, but I don't like it. It's
all right.
Cringy.
I get it. All right. This next band. This album just dropped like a couple days ago. The band is called X. They're a punk band from Los Angeles. The album is called Alphabet Land. And I want to thank Aaron Kahn for sending me this. This song is called I Got a Fever. What do you think of that?
Boring.
Just boring.
I just didn't really like it.
You didn't like what? Any of it?
No.
All right. Looks like The Strokes is still the winner for you.
Woohoo.
And that song about when we were young.
Ugh.
That the old guy sang.
Gosh, the Toy Story one.
Okay, next band is R-U-E-L.
Rule. It's just one guy.
One guy. You've played this on the show before.
Not this song.
You haven't. You understand. It's Painkiller, right?
I've played this one?
Yeah, listen. This is Painkiller by Rule.
I don't remember playing this. When my brain gets I don't remember playing this.
You'll remember when you did in a minute, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, God.
Keep me close.
Because remember, after you played this song,
I got front row seats for the Parkside living feel like the one, but I'm one in a bitten teenage.
Because you played this Painkiller, and then I said, oh, I have a song called Painkiller, and then I played this.
Oh, I remember. Why didn't you have me pick a new song?
Because I wanted to play this.
Ugh. Turn it off. Hurts my ears.
It's heavy metal, baby.
That was bad.
It's Painkiller by Judas Priest. A classic band.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, oh yeah, they are.
Oh no.
Oh yes, they are.
Oh no.
All right, let's mellow it out a little bit. This is my favorite singer, so you have to be very gentle.
What happened to my song?
What do you mean?
We played
Rule.
Okay, like a second of it, because you wanted to play...
You want me to play more of Rule?
No, play a different song.
Well, it's my turn.
Well.
You want to go back to you? Okay, I'll go back to you. Mac DeMarco. That's a terrible name. Mac DeMarco. Sounds like a gangster.
Yeah.
Hey, you need something taken care of for you, call Mac DeMarco. He'll come out. He'll come down and he'll take care of it.
That's an awful impression.
That's my good Goodfellas impression.
That's your Gouda?
My Gouda.
Gouda cheese.
This song is called Freaking Out the Neighborhood. Yeah, Mac DeMarco is freaking out the neighborhood. He's killing people for the mob. Ready?
Yes.
What kind of song is this? Ooh, it's a good song so far.
Sorry, mama. There are times I get carried away. I know it's no fun.
That song's 8 years old. It's from 2012.
I don't know. It's good.
I've only been playing songs from 2020. 2020.
2020.
2020. This is 2020.
2020.
Okay, here we go. Now, this is my favorite singer. Her name is Chrissy Hynde. That's her right there. Her band is called Pretenders. See her right there?
I see.
That's her. She's also right there. Look behind you. Right there, up
she's
there.
She's next to the guy with the unibrow.
Yeah, she's next to Dweezil Zappa, who has a unibrow. Okay, this is from the upcoming Pretenders album. The album's called Hate for Sale. And this song is called You Can't Hurt a Fool.
See how she enters the room like a diva. If you said she was damaged, I wouldn't believe you. Laughing and joking, a real superstar.
Okay, so I can tell you didn't like the song.
You can hurt a fool. That's not true. You can hurt a fool. It's actually probably easier to hurt a fool.
If you're mean.
Yeah.
It seemed like you didn't like Chrissy Hynde's voice.
I just feel like she's like, I don't know, it felt like multiple styles mixed into one.
Yeah, maybe that song's not the best. But I'm going to play a song for you that you do know that she sings. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Listen to that voice.
Turn it off. We sing this at my fifth grade graduation.
I know, it made your mother cry. If I just play this song, your mom cries.
Of course, yes.
Do you like the song, though?
No, because we sang it at my fifth grade graduation.
Okay.
And funny story about that.
You have a story?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You don't know what to do, nothing you confess.
Okay, what's the funny story?
Okay, so we had the teachers, our fifth grade teachers had to teach us the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we could clearly read it off the paper, they decided it would be better to teach us.
Okay.
And when it would say don't, they would go, don't. They'd like make us say the T's like that, like, don't.
Why?
I don't know. They were like, you need to enunciate. And we were all like, really annoyed, and it was really annoying because we'd have like singing rehearsal all the time.
What kind of school is this?
Ah, mad school.
Okay, I'm gonna play one more song that Chrissy sings and see if you like this one.
Another one?
Yeah.
How long is this gonna be?
You might like this one. Okay, talk over it.
I do like this one. I've heard this before.
And do you like her voice? She's a fantastic
I like it
voice.
In this one. Whenever you walk
by, she can do so many amazing things. Don't get me wrong. You know what your mom calls Chrissy Hynde whenever I talk about Chrissy Hynde? Or she comes on TV or on the radio?
Your rock girlfriend? I don't know.
She calls her my lady. She goes, oh, here's your lady.
Ew, that's so weird. Mom is weird.
That's your lady.
See, mom's weird. That's why she's not on the pod.
She's not on it today.
Nope, because she's weird.
Okay, now this is a guy. This is the brains behind Billie Eilish. This is Phineas.
Phineas.
If it wasn't for Phineas, there'd be no Billie Eilish. He's the brains, right? He's running that show.
Yep.
I'm actually joking.
No, I'm just saying, I wasn't listening to you. Okay, in that split second, I wasn't listening.
So this is Phineas, but his last name's not Eilish. I don't think their last name is Eilish.
What do you mean?
I think they have a different...
It's her name is really long. It's like Billy Mick something rather.
Let's look it up.
Look up like her full name. It's crazy.
Billy Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell.
Yeah, so he's Phineas O'Connell.
He's Phineas O'Connell, but he just goes by Phineas. Like one word, like Madonna or Cher or Prince. or Meatloaf.
Or Phineas and Ferb.
Have you ever heard the singer Meatloaf?
No, I don't want to. No, I don't want to. I object.
I'm going to play you one of the worst singers that you'll ever hear.
Oh, God.
He used to sound really good, but now he doesn't.
I've already heard the worst singer.
Who was that?
You. I'm nice. Just kidding.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. This is so bad.
Maybe I have heard him, now that I think about it.
You've never heard this song. I've played Meatloaf before, but songs where he sounds good.
How do you bury the skull of your country? How do you bury a nation of these?
That's so bad.
Where you gonna hide your love through the long years of dying?
That's not even like, that's, how was that even released?
Ew, that's so bad.
It's really terrible,
but
right?
But he's singing, you said he has other good stuff?
This is not a good one.
Oh God. What? How does he have good ones? That doesn't make sense.
Let's hear a bad one again. When's he gonna sing?
Who needs the young bodies floating in the sun? Who needs the young? The celebration of the races that they've won.
It's terrible, right?
The celebration of the...
Okay, now I feel like I have to redeem it, and so that you do know that at one point in his life, he could sing. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess. Okay.
This is a big hit for him. Here we go.
There's nothing left inside of me.
Can you believe that's the same guy?
What happened?
Maybe you can cry all night.
I have no idea.
But that'll never change the way that I feel.
Wait till they get to the chorus of this. Boy, when you play it back to back like it, this, it's crazy.
I don't know why he's so bad now.
His voice just, it's shot and he shouldn't have recorded an album.
What if you heard this? He tried to sue you.
What can he sue me for? It's true.
Yeah.
I think he's too hoarse to sing now. But now he sounds great on that song, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Meatloaf.
With a name like that, I don't know.
If I ever got him as a guest on my show, what do I say when I play that album? I've made fun of it now for years.
Don't have him on the show.
I think I would be honest with him.
No.
I think I would be.
That's really bad. You don't invite someone on the show just to be like, you know, this was really bad.
I wouldn't make fun of him. I'd say, this one's not my favorite.
How could you? No. How could you hear this without laughing?
I would look him straight in the eye. I would look him straight in the eye and I'd be very honest with him. I'd say, Meatloaf. And first of all, it's hard not to laugh when you just call someone Meatloaf.
No, please don't have him on the podcast.
Should I just avoid that album altogether if I have him on?
Yeah.
I don't think I can. I got to tell him. I got to call him up and tell him how I feel.
Nope.
All right. Here's your next song. This band...
You didn't even play the one by Phineas, did you?
No, I didn't. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Let's fall in love for the night. Mm-hmm. Phineas.
Let's fall in love for the night and forget in the morning. Play me a song that you like. You can bet I'll know every line. I'm the boy that your boy hoped that you would avoid. Don't waste your eyes on jealous guys. Fuck that noise. I know better than to call you mine.
Rita, that was an F-bomb.
I don't care.
You need to pick me up.
Ooh, the song picks up. Don't say the F-word again, Phineas. 25.
push my luck. So take my hand, let's take a drive.
This is really a good song.
I know. I've been living all of his are great.
Hoping I might see you soon.
Do you like him better than his sister?
No. I want you.
When they tour together, he's in her band, and but does he also open for her?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but
he's really, really good.
You owe me a soda.
Jinx,
you owe me a soda.
Ice cream cone.
We have ice cream.
I know. Don't eat it anymore.
I'll eat all of it.
Please don't.
I will.
Okay, let's get. Okay, this is a band that hasn't released an album for 36 years. And now they have. They're called the Boomtown Rats. Their new album is called Citizens of Boomtown. This song is called Trash Glam Baby. There might be a swear in this, unfortunately. I apologize. Right off the bat. It reminds me of early David Bowie a little bit.
No.
What do you think?
No.
That's a good song.
It was okay. I did not like the beginning. I
no,
the,
it gets I, better
just
there.
Just when you stopped it, I like, oh.
When the chorus kicks in.
I like this part.
You know, what's funny. He references David Bowie.
Oh.
When he said the spiders from Mars.
Sorry, I burped.
I just burped in the microphone. And now you're coughing. We are good podcasters. Take a drink of water. Stop eating French fries.
I finished them all.
You're supposed to save some for your mom.
You did not tell me that.
Okay, what is this band? B-D-D Boo Boo Booty Boo? Who is this?
And he needs...
God bless you. God bless you.
Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie and Oscar Lang.
I think that's how you say her name.
Biba Doobie?
Is that how it's spelled?
B-E-A-B-A D-O-O-B-E-E Biba Doobie. Don't name your kid Biba Doobie.
That's not her name.
How do you know it's not her name? Her parents named her Biba Doobie. All right, this song is called It's the Moon Song featuring Piggy. It says the Moon Song featuring Pig. What's going on with it? This is nonsense. I hope I like it. Nope.
You don't like it. You
not
don't
so
like
far.
Slow songs.
I do like slow songs. I like good slow songs.
Listen to the lyrics, you fool.
I'll put Meatloaf on again.
No.
It's a quiet song.
You don't like indie.
I like indie, sister.
No, this is indie.
Does indie mean terrible?
Be quiet.
It's just not my favorite.
You're not my favorite.
Who's your favorite? Mommy?
Yep. Oops.
Today, till you want something that only I can go out and get for you.
Arr.
Okay, this is a guy named Jackson Brown. He's right there above the door there. See him? Sign that album.
Which one? The curly haired one?
No, the straight hair on the far right. Right there.
He's making this face. He's going.
Yeah, it's a profile. He's not making a face. It's a profile. This is a brand new single that he released called Downhill from Everywhere. He has an album coming out this year. So brand new Jackson Brown. Here we go.
Downhill from the prison. Downhill from the mall. Downhill from the factory farm and the hospital. School, down here from the gym, down here from the church and the stadium.
park and the family car.
Let's get to the chorus. Hang
repetitive.
Tight.
Repetitive. Downhill, downhill.
I love it.
I liked it until he said downhill over 50 times. I think he's trying to make a point. Here's a fun little game. You should listen to this and count how many times he says downhill in the whole song. Then you'll understand why I don't like how many times he says it.
What if you eat a cookie every time he says downhill? And you see how long into the song until you throw up?
Downhill from the lemon. Downhill. Okay. Downhill.
Thank God we're done with Beat a Booty. Okay, this who's this B-E-N-E-E? Beanie?
Benet? I don't know.
The song's called...
She has great songs.
The song's called Glitter. Is this a great song?
I think her songs are great.
Okay, let's find out.
It says bad words, I think.
I bet that this got you stressed out. Wondering what can we do now? Baby, let it burn out. Where I can't feel my face. Mine is twisted and weird.
I like the production.
Me too.
What can we do now? Maybe let it burn out. It's a spark in on your heart now, darling. Won't you stay?
Got a great voice.
Yeah.
Beanie. Benet. Bonet. That's good.
Yes.
If a 14, 15, or 16-year-old was listening to this with their dad, what would you recommend are your top three bingeable shows right now?
Okay, they're all reality TV.
Okay. Then this is gonna be trash.
No, they're funny.
It's not funny. It's funny for the wrong reasons.
Fine. Okay. Watch. Okay. I'll do normal ones.
Thank you.
Fine. I am not okay with this.
You're not okay with what?
It's a show.
Oh, I'm not okay with this.
It's the show. I am not okay with this. It's the show.
What aren't you okay with?
Grr! I don't know.
Is that on what platform is that on?
Netflix.
Okay.
I don't know what other shows.
I thought you would say The Office.
Well, duh. Everyone likes that. The Office, Friends, Parks and Rec.
Okay. Which one? Put them in order. What do you like the best out of those three?
The Office.
What's number two?
Oh, also That 70s Show is very good.
No.
Yes, it is.
I disagree with you.
It's very good.
Did you finish it
yet? You need to watch it again.
Did you finish it?
I took breaks. I'm going to rewatch it.
Here's the thing. You didn't take breaks on the other three shows, but you took a break with that show.
I didn't take a break with that one.
So that's proof that that's not a good one.
I was watching a different show.
Not a good one.
Nope. Be quiet. Okay. Also, BoJack Horseman is very good. That's an adult cartoon and it's very funny.
Okay. Well, are you an adult?
Yes, I am. No, the reason I say
that is... your voice deep doesn't make you an adult.
The reason I say that is because it has drugs and alcohol.
Okay. But you know not to do that stuff.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's great.
If I had to rank them, The Office.
Okay.
I know. I'm biased because I watched The Office, Parks and Rec, That 70s Show, and then Friends. But I would say The Office, Parks and Rec, and Friends.
Now, if you like The Office and Parks and Rec, you know what show you should check out?
I think I know what you're going to say.
What's the first letter of the first word?
S?
No.
Oh. Right.
What were you going to say?
There's a show called Superstore that's something like that.
Oh.
And everyone says I should watch
that. You should check out 30 Rock.
That sounds...
Title's stupid, but it's not really stupid. It takes place at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. It's about a variety TV show and the people who write it. And
that's funny.
And yeah, if you like Parks and Rec... I think you'll like 30 Rock. It's a whole cast of characters that are goofy.
Okay.
Tina Fey, she's the teacher in Mean Girls. She wrote Mean Girls. Tina Fey did.
She also did the Mean Girls musical.
That's right. So why don't you tonight watch one?
I know who she is. She's in the Muppet movie.
Yes, she is. She's in that bad Muppet movie. Watch She's in the second one.
I liked that one.
Did you?
I don't know. I thought I did. I don't remember. Hmm. Yeah. Am I a man?
That's the first one.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, the second one's, I don't know what they're doing in the second one. All right. This next artist is one that I love, but a lot of my friends don't like this artist.
Then I probably won't either.
It's Bon Jovi.
Oh, I don't know.
He has an album coming out this year. It's called Bon Jovi 2020. And this song is called Limitless. Let's hear it.
Wake up, everybody, wake up. Here we go. It's just another day, another buzz, another beep. Scrub your face and brush your teeth. Out the door into the street. I fell out of my sleep. A million different faces, all from different places. Swimming in the sea, trying to keep your head above water. Trying to keep your head above water.
I don't know. I liked how he explained his little morning routine at the beginning. I brush my hair, I brush my teeth, I wash my face, I get in the shower.
I think he's trying to say that life can be mundane, but it's also limitless. There's, if you want to do something, you can do it.
I think that's
this is Bon Jovi.
Dumb.
This is You Give Love a Bad Name. It's the same guy.
You give love a bad name.
I don't know what they do. I don't know. I wish they would record him like they used to. This is a very, I don't know.
I brush my teeth. I brush my hair.
All right. That's a Sesame Street song. It's a Sesame Street song. So when that was playing, Rita asked how many more songs were on her list, and I said one, and she couldn't think of it. So I acted out the band name. It was Cage the Elephant. So how did I do with my charade?
You're great. As soon as you said elephant, I knew.
Well, I didn't say anything.
As soon as you went like, with the elephant hand. Yeah.
I used my arm as a trunk.
Want to know something I find interesting?
Tell me.
Okay. Well, elephants have mouths.
Yeah.
But they also eat through their trunk.
Do they eat through their trunk?
Yes.
Or do they just use the trunk to service food to the mouth?
I don't know, because I was watching...
I don't think they eat with
the
trunk.
Listen, I was listening.
This might make you sound like you're not
smart.
No,
I don't care. I was watching this video on Instagram, and put like a carrot in the elephant's nostril. I went, what?
But then he put it in his mouth.
No, in his nostril.
Right, and then
Maybe he like went like... and sucked it out of
his
nostril.
No, then he put his trunk in his mouth and took the... He didn't suck a carrot up his nose. Where's this video?
I don't know, but it was scary.
Please promise me you won't go out of the house and tell people that an elephant eats with his nose. Unless it's true.
I'll tell them all.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know. It just looked like he was eating it with his nose, and I was like, what the heck?
I don't know about this, Rita.
Fun facts with Rita.
fun facts that aren't true with Rita. If an elephant flaps its ears enough, he'll fly.
Yeah, Dumbo.
Yeah, you. Okay, look.
All right.
This is Cage the Elephant. And I don't like the title of this song.
I'm sorry.
What cigarette daydreams mean?
I don't know.
It sounds like it promotes smoking.
I guess it does. Oh, I guess it does.
Is this a good
Patrick,
song?
I think. I need to hear it. Sometimes I don't know like the titles.
I hate anything to do with smoking. Here we go.
Yeah. Like the chain smokers, you didn't like that.
Oh, I hate when the band comes on.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh.
Nothing about smoking.
No, I just don't like the title.
Oh, darn. Sucks for you.
2013, that's an old song too. 7 years old.
Yeah. Not all old songs are bad songs, but...
No, that's true.
Just some of yours.
That's true. Just Meatloaf.
Just a few years.
I'm going to close out with a song we both like, but first let's do... do you have... do you want people to follow you on Instagram or do you not want that?
Sure.
You do want followers on Instagram?
Woohoo, yeah.
Okay, want to give out your Instagram?
_ Rita Dodson _.
_ Rita Dodson, Dodson _.
RITADODSON.
Okay. _. And then what about TikTok? Do you want them to follow you on TikTok?
No.
No, okay.
You can follow my group TikTok.
Okay, and what is that? How would they find that?
Bears on Crack.
Okay, I have to have a talk with some of these moms. Bears means...
It's Brooke, Emma, Abby, and Rita.
And the S is for...
Multiple people.
Stupid.
No. Okay.
So Bears on Crack on TikTok. Who came up with that? Emma did, didn't she?
I don't know.
I think Emma did. Did you come up with it?
I did not.
Okay.
It was Abby, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll call mom.
Call Melissa.
I'll call Melissa tonight.
No,
Abby's
just
mom.
Kidding.
Okay. Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome.
We still need to get a picture taken for the artwork. Stop making fun of me.
You do this hand all the time. The I know. Okay sign.
The okay sign. Yeah, I know. That's what Trump does. I do it
Trump
sometimes.
Trump hand.
All right. Thank you for doing this. We are at Rock Solid Show. I am at Pat_Francis. Kyle is at Kyle Dotson Funny. Go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast if you'd like to support the show. For just $2 a month, you can win prizes. And this Friday, we're going to give away 3 copies of the Harry Styles Fine Line CD. What else can I tell you? Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, write a review on the iTunes.
He's verified on Twitter.
I'm verified on Twitter. I'm very fancy with the verified blue
check
mark.
Very famous.
Very not. Okay, so thank you for doing this. We're going to get through this. Do you have any positive message for people who are dealing with the lockdown?
Eat ice cream, have fun. You're here for a good time, not a long time.
All right. And with that, I'm going to play No Time to Die from 2020.
Woo! That was awesome.
Billie Eilish. Here we go. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
I let it burn. You're no longer my concern. Faces from my past return.